April 12, 2021, for KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. Nevada's Republican Party voted to censure the Secretary of State, accusing her of failing to fully investigate allegations of fraud in the 2020 election. She says there was no widespread fraud and that her own party is attacking her for refusing to put her thumb on the scale of democracy. Barbara Sagavsky, the only Republican statewide office holder in Nevada, said members of her party are disappointed with the election results and believe fraud occurred, quote, despite a complete lack of evidence to support that belief, unquote. Sagavsky has repeatedly defended the results of the state election that show now President Joe Biden won. Biden is the winner of the 2020 presidential election. Nevada's bridges are among the safest in the country. A new report from the American Road and Transportation Builders Association found only about 1.5% of the state's bridges were structurally deficient. Structurally deficient bridges are not necessarily unsafe or dangerous, rather they become priority for repair. The national average is more than 7%. According to the group, more than 500 of Nevada's state-owned bridges are more than 50 years of age, a point when many bridges begin to need substantially more attention. Lanes near and around the Spaghetti Bowl in Reno will be closed and narrowed as transportation officials continue construction this week. The Nevada Department of Transportation says lanes on eastbound I-80 to both north and southbound 395 and 580 will be intermittently closed overnight this week. Additionally, ramps to 2nd and Mill Streets from southbound 580 will also be closed overnight, and lane reductions will occur on northbound 580. Finally, lane reductions on Kitsky Lane between 2nd Street and Galletti Way will also take place overnight this week. Those are your morning news headlines for Monday, April 12th. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.